What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about 21st or Century Fox World that was being or currently being built in Malaysia, that then they've kind of had to put in a massive lawsuit against Fox and Disney because, well, basically all things have gone south on this project. This is a strange story. Apparently, 20th Century Fox had started the concept of building their own theme parks. They've got one being built currently in Malaysia. They also had one currently under construction of bit, I think, in Dubai. That one had already been delayed and pushed back to 2020, aka never to be seen ever again. And the one in Malaysia apparently was supposed to, they start work in 2013. This company, Jettings, they were supposedly have spent over $700 million on development. And apparently, obviously, all the problems were going on with Disney and Fox. But once that happened, Fox, Jettinger alleging that Fox kind of went, wee, and helped pull back the reins, delayed, like, giving them assets, really just basically just trying to give them the least amount of content possible. And the Planet of the Apes ride they were building, they wouldn't give a letter to Heston to get details, IP. They were not giving them IP for the Ice Age ride. And just in general, weren't doing anything. And then Fox turned around and went, yeah, you've got 30 days to get this park open. Otherwise, the contract is null and void because you've hit a deadline of what they've done, knowing full well that the park is nowhere near ready to be opening, so that it'll all be done and dusted before Disney takeover. This is like, you look at you going, yeah, this, I could see it from both sides here. I can see it, like, obviously Fox are looking at this project going, this company are really dragging their feet and they're not doing it properly. And this was supposed to have been open already. It isn't open. It's nowhere near ready. But so we can use some kind of technical loophole to get out of. And as far as Disney concerned, they don't want this park. They'd be probably closing it down themselves if it was open or change it around. But this is a really odd story.
It really, excuse me. Yeah, it's weird all around. And unfortunately, it's going to really boil down to what the contracts say, which is going to be really boring. So a whole bunch of lawyers are going to sit around reading a contract for a couple of days or weeks or months or years, and then they will decide whether there is any merit to this. But this is strange because this is not just a theme park. You know, this is attached to a casino.
Yes.
And that's the big sticking point, because Fox might be okay with a casino. They don't have the family-friendly image that Disney does. They don't have to protect that image. Disney does. Disney cannot go into this and say, we're in Malaysia and we have a casino. Mickey's down the hallway. He'll be happy to exchange your $100 bill for some chips to play poker with Goofy over there. That it just wouldn't fly at all. So
I was just gonna say, Disney literally are spending millions every year trying to make sure that Orlando stays like no casinos nearby. They do not want International Drive fill up with casinos and stuff and bringing that kind of element in. They want it to stay a family friendly area. And as you've literally just got back from Vegas, you can probably attest to how much, you know, different it is there.
It's a completely different world, and it is. I was actually, before the show, we were talking about it, and I compared Disney to Vegas, but they're opposite ends of the spectrum. Both of them are massive escape fantasies, but one of them is built around, you know, being family friendly, and one of them is about what happens here stays here, and if it doesn't, you're probably in a lot of trouble. Yeah. So, yeah, they're very similar in concept, but way different. So yeah, obviously, even if this had gone through, or even if they are forced to go through with this in some way, shape, or form, that whole casino element is either going to have to get shuffled away, or Disney is going to open it and 2 days later be like, ha, that was a great idea, shut it down. So
yeah, apparently, this company is suing Jetting for a joint thing for $1 billion. Now, I'll be honest, there's a part of me that kind of thinks, is this just going to get settled with them paying some costs towards the attraction, and then they're just going to open the attraction and retheme the rides? Because part of me is looking at this going, Disney, apparently, Fox, the Jetting are saying, like, Disney have kind of become the people that they that are stopping now all this. And Disney turn around going, hey, it's not even ours yet. We, you know, it's like, you know, these franchises aren't ours. It's got nothing to do with us. But of course, 21st Century Fox are like, I think the problem is this place was supposed to have already been opened and it isn't. And I think the trouble is there's that thing of it's not open. They've obviously missed deadlines and therefore it's put them at risk. And maybe before it was fine when they were just rolling along. But once Disney got involved and there was, you know, essentially Fox maybe artificially trying to slow down the process by delaying giving them content, like assets and stuff. But yeah, I'm just imagining this Ice Age attraction has been built in this Malaysian theme park and it's sat there and they're ready to open. And it's like, well, no, it's like, or it's like, oh no, they've just started making construction or just, you know, and it's like, now if you look at like the Guardians of the Galaxy ride being built in Epcot, and they just turn around and go, oh yeah, no, you can't build that anymore. It's like, yeah, I can see a little bit for both sides. On one hand, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a payment just to get rid of the problem. But at the same time, if the contract states that they were supposed to have been open and they've given them this 30-day deadline and it has to meet, and it's not like they can just open it and there's no attractions. It probably has to have, I know there was this, you know, quite often this comes in of like, it has to hit this mark and hit this point. If they miss it, this could be their way of getting out of it.
Yeah. Like I said at the very beginning, this is really going to come down to some lawyers looking at the contract and say, did someone breach the contract? Are they far enough outside of the terms of the contract? You know, it'll be very fascinating for contract lawyers and very boring for pretty much everybody else. So
yeah, it's also the fact that there's this other park in Dubai, which apparently has been delayed back to 2020. Fox are obviously trying to get in on this and trying to open up because they had attractions based on Planet of the Apes, Ice Age, and Rio, and a few other ones. The fact that they were going out to all these different countries like Malaysia and Dubai and stuff, because there's a lot of theme parks out there as well and different areas. It's not always just about America. There are, you know, Disney have got six theme parks around the world. Yeah, no. Who would have thought? But, you know, this concept that they were going down this line of building these things. The Dubai one, the fact that it's in 2020, that will just get pushed back. That will just be gone because once Disney get control over it, and also there has to be that thing as well of like, yeah, we've got a contract with you, but that was with a company that who don't work here anymore. And we, you know, they'll be able to, and at the end of the day, I think we're at the point now with this Disney buyout, millions are being thrown around in every which direction on different projects. That's going to cost me $1 billion. But I need to sell this for $5 billion to get rid of that, to keep that person happy. But then I owe them $1 million. It's the whole Fox deal has got so, I'm writing stories and trying to keep, it's like, right, you know, you got to sell Comcast 39 million of Sky. You then got to sell sports channels for like another so many billion. Then AT&T have got to sell their sale to Hulu. It's like shuffling decks at this precise minute. I mean, the pot of money that Disney is spending on this they keep gaining with one and having to spend that on the other. It's like, okay, we got 39 million back for Sky. There's a bit for you for the casino. There's a bit for you for Hulu.
It's just like, I mean, it's not even, you know, the money. It's the time. It's the energy. It's the effort. They've got so many people working on this just to sort it all out. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, the most likely outcome is the one that you already stated, which is they will settle out of court for a number far smaller than the $1 billion that this company is asking for, which will probably just cover any items that are specifically themed towards the Fox properties that were going to be here. The rest will get scrapped. The theme park will then open under a different name, but with the same rides, but with different theming. And that'll be it. And this will eventually end up being a non-story. Now, it could very well turn into just like a massive contract dispute, which, you know, goes on for years. But yeah, I don't think any side really wants that.
Yeah. And also, the longer it goes on, the more it will favor Disney because they will be in even better control by the time it would open. Because, I mean, by all intents and purposes, Fox are trying to get essentially the business wrapped up by the 1st of January. That's their plan, is to have the business ready to be able to hand it over. I think they're just waiting for like Australian government is the last one to have to authorize it. They've got authorization from everywhere, but Fox have stated publicly that they are aiming for 1st of January to be able to just turn the keys over. I mean, they still not even announced what the new company is going to be called that they're creating yet with what they're doing. And there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's the first, they're saying early 2019 is when all this deal is going to be taking place. And unfortunately, this theme park is just one of the casualties of the Fox buyout. I do feel a little bit for the Jettings company. I mean, yeah, they're a big company and they're doing it all. But even I'm looking at it going, it does look a little bit like, yeah, you guys really picked something that, and there again, this comes down to the whole issue of licensing. And it just seems to be constantly coming up with projects involving Fox and Disney of what licensings when they buy stuff. Look at Universal and Marvel and the licensing that Marvel did, which have messed up Disney for a contract that they didn't even make 20 years ago. Of, you know, these things are hard to get out of sometimes, or they can be really easy.
Yeah, definitely hard in this case, though, yeah. Especially those Universal contracts, considering they were made when Marvel was in the middle of bankruptcy and they had pretty much no leverage at all whatsoever. So a lot of companies, Fox, Sony, Universal, made some very good deals.
But even reading through the Universal contract, there was a contract that stated in there about having to open within so much time, and if not, the contract reverted back to Marvel. I mean, I distinctly remember reading that in that contract. So I suspect with Fox as well, that was part of it, and they're now going, we can use this. I mean, we've seen it. We saw Fox do it with the with movies in the past, of how they created a Fantastic Four movie and never released it. What was it, like one cinema, to make sure that they kept hold of the rights? You know, an awful, you know.
And then they released Fantastic Four Stick, the movie from a couple of years ago, which was basically just a giant middle finger to Disney, going, we still have the rights, and now we have the rights for even longer.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But
it's a mess.
But if that clause is in there, you have to have this park open by X date. That will make it very easy for the lawyers. I mean, there will still be negotiating because this company probably does have legitimate grievances. But yeah, that is kind of a trump card right there. So
yes, that's always a big thing at the minute. Right, on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon with another episode. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. I'm James. Where can they find you?
HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.